Wow, that was hard. Trevor the treadmill versus Rowie the runner. I'm not sure who won, but I did because I'm puffing. So that means I'm getting fitter. Woohoo! It was hard. If you do an easy workout, you get an easy result, which means not much result at all. If you go really hard, if you put in an intense effort, you put in an extra mile effort, is it possible you get extra mile results? That's why I push really hard when I exercise. How about you? It's easy to take it easy. It's hard to push hard. But where does the outcome come from? I was taught a very long time ago that diamonds are the hardest substance on the planet. They were produced by pressure. The bigger the pressure, the harder the pressure, the stronger and tougher the pressure, the more precious the diamond. So when I'm sprinting, I often say that to myself, Rowie, you are creating a diamond. You are going to be a tough, strong, hardest diamond. What about when you lift heavy? You can lift light, that's easy. Your body doesn't have to change when you lift easy. If it's hard, and the harder the better. So that last couple of repetitions of an exercise where you really want to stop, is it possible that when you keep going after your brain says, this is too hard, that's when we actually get tougher? Is it possible that if we push through the tough times, we push through the challenges, we overcome the mistake? Is it possible that our brain gets stronger because we make mistakes? And that just makes sense, doesn't it? If you've made a mistake, your brain now knows not to do it that way, so it has to change. It has to get wiser, stronger, better, because you forced it to. So can we appreciate our mistakes? Can we be excited about hard rather than trying to find the easy way? Is it easy to sleep in and skip an exercise program? Of course. Is it hard to get up when it's cold or when you feel tired? Of course. But what's the consequence? And that's always a great question, isn't it? What is the consequence of this action? And every action has a positive or negative reaction. I think I learned that in science in about year 9. If I take the extra mile step and I get out of bed and I exercise hard, what's the consequence? Is it possible that I have happy drugs pumping through my brain? I turn my body into a fat burning, calorie burning, sugar burning machine. Is it possible that my brain will fill up with happy drugs, endorphins, serotonin, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, things that make me feel better and make my brain grow? Is it possible that the harder I push, the harder it is, but the stronger and better I become? Is it possible if I choose the easy path, easy to sleep in, easy to choose the takeaway food or the fast meal? How about the best meal? And is it possible that there's an easy way and a best way, and they're not always the same way? So a great question perhaps to ask every day. Today, will I become a diamond or a tougher, stronger, bigger diamond? Or am I going to choose to just be a weak, crumbly rock? You know those rocks when you're a kid and you pick them up and they were more like clotted dirt and you threw it and it all fell apart? That doesn't happen with the diamond. Doesn't matter what kind of pressure you put on the diamond, it just keeps getting stronger. Would that be a great headspace? What am I going to do to get stronger and tougher and wiser and better rather than what's the easy way? So it's easy to go for a walk. It's easy to go for a long exercise session because the longer you go, the easier it is. People always say to me, oh, you know, I went to the gym for an hour or did a 45-minute boot camp or I went for a run for 30 minutes. I always ask this question, yeah, but how hard did you work? How many times did you get really puffed? Throughout the day, if we get so puffed that we run out of breath, we're overloading our heart and lungs, respiratory, cardiovascular system so much that it's, is it possible that that's what produces change? And that's the big question. Do you want to stay the same as you are now? Do you want to have the same body, the same health, the same fitness, the same strength, the same attitude, the same job, the same career, the same business, the same relationships? Or are you looking to make those, the ones that you've got, better? Or is it time to change? And sometimes we get really scared of change because is it possible we're too weak to change? If we get strong, we're mentally and physically strong, is it possible we'll make the bigger decisions? You ready? The hard decisions. It could be hard to quit your lousy, stinking, rotten job because it's nice, safe and secure and they pay you a lot of money. But what's the best thing for you, this lousy, stinking, rotten job or a new career? It might be really hard to save money every week, but what's the consequence of saving money? Could you become financially free? It's really hard to choose the healthy meal or to cook the meal or to go the extra mile when it comes to your exercise and your food, but what's the outcome? What's the consequence of a fit, strong, healthy body? And if you want to live a life, and I always ask this question, are you excited to get up in the morning? And are you excited to go to bed at night because you're going to sleep so deep that you're going to jump out of bed with energy, enthusiasm, and excitement for the next day? And could that be a great way to live? You know, people share with me that that's impossible. Rowie, it's not possible to be that happy all the time or to have that much energy. Well, what if it was? What if you could choose the hard way, not the easy way? Choose to get fit. Choose to get strong. Choose to get out of your lousy, stinking, rotten job and have a career that you love. Choose to be financially free and choose only to have respectful, gracious, kind people in your life. And if all of that was happening, is it possible that because you're striving, you have a purpose, because you love getting up, that life could be happy? Isn't that a great question? Woohoo!